Some agencies did just amazing jobs. Some agencies, not so well.
What makes that difference?
Well, I think there are several different things that distinguish among them. The really good plans tended to be from agencies that are already public-facing. They already try to be open and to collaborate with the public. But they also pretty specific in their plans. Not entirely, but they were much, much more specific about goals and timetables and milestones. And they followed the letter of the directive. One of the things that we saw was we decided to take what the administration said in the directive, take them at their word, and we held the agencies accountable to what the directive actually said. So if it said there had to be a link in the plan, there had to be a link in the plan, even if you could dig around on their website and find it. So what distinguished them was whether they started out public-facing and also, you know, how specific and detailed they were.
So the three that did particularly well, one was NASA, one was the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the other was the EPA. These are folks who are already involving the public a lot. And so this almost is part of their DNA walking into it.
And it does really make a huge difference. Some of the agencies that we listed as having weak plans, Office of Management and Budget, and the Department of Justice, both do great work. They wrote, you know, decent plans, but their tradition is not working directly with the public. And, you know, this is much more of a culture change for them than it is some agencies. And, you know, we've already heard from a lot of the agencies that they are already working to improve their plans. And what they need to do, what a lot of them need to do for the plans, is pretty minor. Just put in those links and follow the letter of the directive. But some of them still have a really long way to go toward really starting to implement real transparency, real collaboration, and real participation. And for some of them, the collaboration and participation is going to be tough. OMB, for instance, they work with agencies. They traditionally don't work a lot with the direct public. So there's some things that they have to figure out going forward.
And I want to talk about the connection between having a good plan and having a good implementation. But one of the things that really surprised me because I spent some time looking at particularly the OMB plan, because I think it's interesting that they didn't have the best plan out there.
Right.
But one of the frustrations that I often hear from folks about OMB is we don't always know what they're thinking, why they're making decisions. And I almost expected part of their open government plan to be, we're going to be open with our community, with feds.
Right.
And that almost was lacking in there.
Right, right. And like I said, some agencies have a bigger culture change to undergo than others do. I think, you know, one of their things that they told us prior to the release of the plan was that they were going to put up more information just about OMB on their site. And that's a first step. You know, it's very hard to figure out how they're structured and who to contact. And like you said, the agencies even have a hard time figuring out what their thinking is and what their planning is. And, you know, the directive also revealed some disjunctions. When we were meeting with some of the agencies prior to the release, we were talking about looking at the letter of what the directive said, and folks in the White House and in OMB said, well, that's not what we meant.
You wrote the directive.
Yeah, that's what you said. You know? And there was this exchange about whether we were being like Chief Justice Scalia, and we said, well, no, we can't know your original intent.
Right. So, well, it's often the frustration that you hear in states from feds. It's like, hold on, if you had to actually carry out what you're asking, you couldn't do it.
Right.
Don't put those kinds of requirements on us. So
Right. And it's not that the requirements themselves were unreasonable, but the sort of level of specificity, it did put an extra burden on agencies that were really trying to think their way through new ways of doing and of interacting with the public, really increase openness.
The thing that I keep hearing from agencies as I talk to folks about their plans is work in progress, that this is a work in progress.
Absolutely.
And this is the initial take on this, but this is not etched in stone in any way, shape, or form.
Nor do we think that they were ever intended to be, nor do we see them that way. We see them as, you know, living, evolving documents. And we've invited the agencies, you know, to revise their plans, let us know, and early in June we'll take a look at them. We're going to be going back over the year and not only taking a look at their evolving plans, but also how they're implementing them, what's actually happening in the agencies. It's one thing to say you're going to do something, and some of them are already moving ahead. It's something else, again, to the day-to-day work actually implement these promises. And some agencies only plan to plan, so they've got a long way to go.
What is the link between, if you have an open government plan, does that necessarily mean they're going to have a good open government implementation?
Not necessarily. You know, that's what all of us hope. One of the things that we saw, actually, one of the big differences in the plans were the stronger plans have really set into place an internal structure to make this happen, to move these promises and these plans and these initiatives forward and to sustain them over time. And, you know, these changes do take leadership. They're going to take leadership within the agencies. They're going to take leadership from the White House. We're expecting over time some oversight and interest from the Hill. Some of this stuff, we think, some of the plans, initiatives from the administration will need to be codified so that when we have a change of administration, they don't all go away. But yeah, I think putting in place a governance structure and a real way of sustaining these culture changes is critical. And we did not see that in a lot of the plans.
And one of the other parts that really surprised me a little bit is if these are going to be codified, if these are going to become part of the way the government operates, my impression is they have to be tied to actually helping the agency do its job better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we don't think the plan should be codified, by the way, but we think some of the things that the administration, its initiatives have been codified. But yes, that's critical. It's one of the things, you know, that we talked about with the agencies, and they get it. The people working on these plans met in a subgroup, and they developed what they call leading practices, and we've incorporated some of those, a lot of those, into what we called bonus criteria. And one of the things they understood was that this is not going to succeed, and these are not going to be sustained if they don't tie directly to the mission of the agency. You know, we can see that with some of these agencies that have not seen, anyway, openness as part of their mission. And it hasn't been for most agencies. They have a specific mission. Openness is a byproduct at best. There's not that many that have it as part of their statutory missions.